Their journey begins on Route 101, an excellent place to start. Just south of Ambercrag City, most of their hometown, Route 101 is a sprawling expanse of flatlands, covered mostly in sparse grasses and a few trees. The faint smell of citrus and wet earth reaches your nose as you stand on the roads.
I love citrus.
The first city on this road, if you were to follow it south, would take you to Oriander City. Most known for its export of citrus, which is
Oriander.
Where that faint smell. Oriander. Several days of walking and camping stand between you and your first stop on your Pokemon journey.
Ooh.
Yes, yes.
What would you like to do?
Campy camps.
Several days. My god.
Get
probably supplies. Get some
toilet paper. Food.
So you guys are not entirely unprepared.
Okay.
You have backpacks that have supplies in them.
Uh-huh.
You each have a tent and a sleeping bag.
Okay.
You each have a tent. You are all equipped with a week's worth of food in the form of, like, jerky and dried up rations. It's not great, but it will keep you fed.
Peppered jerk. Love that.
You each have some very basic cooking supplies, like a pot or a pan, maybe one each. Sort of just things that you've seen people cooking with. You sort of grabbed stuff just to hit the road.
Do I have chef's money?
If you want a chef's hat, you may have a chef's hat.
I have my my bird training glove.
Yes, you do have a bird training glove.
And a lot of rocks.
I have a lot of rocks. CJ just carries a bag of rocks.
You never know where you're going
to the safari zone.
Just inside his bag, there's no food, there's no tents, just rocks.
I'm assuming I have some berries or medicine.
Yeah, you have a small pouch that currently has three healing berries.
Do I have any Woods family Pokeballs at all?
I will say you have exactly one. Which they're kind of like, use wisely.
You know, hold out on me, Mom!
The idea is that you'll go and grow on your own, and then come back and they can upgrade you.
A strong, independent woman.
Yeah.
You don't need your parents.
Beautiful. Beautiful queen!
I think given the circumstances that began our journey, we should see if there's anyone around.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Because...
fight?
Any people or
no.
I was thinking the same thing. Like, why would we need to fight already?
Do I need to punch somebody in the face?
Not yet.
Yes.
Calm yourself.
She's feeling protective of us little children.
Just to make sure, because CJ's had an altercation already, and we don't know if those people are.
That's a good call.
When is this taking place? Like, several weeks after we've known each other, or did we just come together and we're just now starting?
So like maybe a couple days.
Okay, yeah, we're
still pretty red.
Still pretty fresh.
All right, yeah, I trust this one. So.
So I want
to tie him up is the first thing I'd like to do.
You don't even know me.
Exactly. You're crazy.
Off to a great start.
Yeah,
already tying each other up.
I want to have Monty fly up and check around, make sure there's.
I like that plan.
Okay. Go ahead and have Monty make a perception check.
14.
Okay. As Monty sort of takes off into the skies and does a little lazy circle around you, he doesn't seem to be making any sound.
Okay.
You get the impression you're probably all clear.
Cool.
All
right, so then let's all stretch out and let's go.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Like, stretch out those hands.
Probably should do some walking.
Yeah, I guess so.
Which way are we going, though?
Towards the city, right?
Yeah, towards the mountain.
South, right?
Yeah.
How much north or south?
Do we know about, like...
south to Oriander.
Do we know about the size of the city? Like,
is
it compared to Ambercrag?
It's about a third the size of Ambercrag.
Okay, so...
What's the reasoning of why we're going to the city?
It's coming from
Oriander.
Oriander's major export of citrus.
I thought it was...
We came together for one reason.
I mean, if you want to look for
a reason,
and my reason, yeah.
Okay, make a nature check.
But also, like, given that we're all basically
just roll, and then
we can't go to like hardcore areas yet.
You don't know.
Six.
Six.
What's
six.
He doing?
Six. Two plus four.
Well,
what's that for?
What's that for?
Phoebe's looking for berries.
Oh.
Phoebe,
she
did
not
find
shit.
Shit.
What Phoebe found was a handful of dried grass.
Oh. Fuck.
Is
I'm keeping this grass.
Kindling.
Phoebe,
kindling.
Come on, you gotta do better than that.
Yeah.
Is it sunlight? Is it daylight? Is the
it's
sun
like,
coming down soon?
It's like early morning.
Early morning.
Oh yeah,
okay.
Let's get moving. Yeah.
We got a whole day.
Let's just proceed down the path.
Keep going. Who has the highest, like, investigation, I guess it would be? Or, like, nature, so we can look around again?
That's Tia.
Yeah, well, that worked out. Well, you didn't
I'm
find
16.
Berries, but should we have
investigative
check to see what's around us again?
Sure. Which one do
as
I roll?
The 20 side.
20?
Yep.
Okay.
The easiest thing to do
20.
Is leave that one kind of to the side.
Yeah,
because that's the one you're going to use the most.
No, I've ruined us for my good rolls. I got 20s in a row.
Two!
Yeah!
Two!
Wow.
Seven.
Instead of finding anything, you fall on your face.
Again, you find just more kind of dead, dried out grass. There's
redo.
Not a whole lot going on.
Redo?
What's that, Joel?
Joel, you already checked with Monty, didn't you?
I checked with Monty.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm.
But we're now further down the path.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How
as
often
you guys
can you do perception
you
checks?
You can do them pretty much as often as you want, but the
right.
general rule of thumb is like if you're looking for the same thing, the difficulty of the check is increasing because
oh,
you're just trying
yeah.
again and
right.
again.
Right. So
again
I looked
again
to the left that time. Can I look to the right?
You can.
Not all around.
I didn't specify, but I was just looking one direction.
Three.
Oh God!
These
this is
are
going
so
great.
Bad.
All
right. Should we turn back?
Sun's in, the sun's in Milo's eyes.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Not again.
No.
The
it's happening again.
Can't seem to see what's going on.
Oh
my
god!
Or behind no back.
Goodness gracious!
Classic. All right. Well,
let's just keep going.
Enough
yeah,
of this. Let's just keep moving.
Nowhere to go but up.
I think we just hike till nighttime and we set up camp.
Sounds good.
Okay. What's nighttime? Are we in the mountains now?
We're still in the flatlands.
Yeah, you guys are. There's like the mountainous, like the mountain range. And then to the south is a road that goes around it.
Oh, okay.
That's the safest road. That's the road your
so if
your
we
parents,
walked,
if you've got them, would have recommended it to you.
Yeah, can we do the bad one though? Let's go through the mountain.
We're already on the road.
We're on the road.
We're not
we
going
can't
to
go back.
Can't
go
can
back
I leave
out.
Them?
No, you're part of the group. You gotta stay with us.
I want to go fight some people.
Just
no. So
no,
if we
that.
If we
really
walked
don't.
All
we're
day
really,
and are
really
setting
to.
Up camp, is
yeah.
it still kind of the same surroundings, just kind of barren landscape?
The,
or
the further away from Ambercrag you get, the more green, the more trees start to show up again. It looks
okay.
as though the area around Ambercrag is largely dried up, kind of devoid of water. There is a river that does run past Ambercrag, but anywhere beyond that is pretty much dried up shrubland. Doesn't get a lot of rain.
Time to clean up, guys.
Where are we making
so,
camp?
Yeah. Can we make camp
right,
right next
the
to the, right off the road next
yeah.
to the river?
Sounds
yeah.
good to me. Crash is going to be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, CJ
is a
crazy kid, but you're kind of the new kid. Do you want to tell us anything? Like,
me?
Yeah.
No,
I'm good.
Why are
you not gonna
talk? Why are you traveling?
She
with
already
us?
Wanted to dip out and go to the mountains.
That's why I'm like, why are you here then if you're gonna run away from us? Who are you?
I'm learning about Pokemon from Phoebe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Terrible teacher.
Also can't find berries very well.
I'm helping you guys go on adventures. You guys seem to be city folk and you don't know what you're doing.
That's true.
So I'm a little concerned for you, but I also don't care at the same time. So. Alright, now I'm going to leave
from?
After that exchange.
Okay, you
want to
go find Will?
Yeah.
Okay, if you want to have Koa help you,
yeah.
he has advantage on perception checks relying on scent.
Okay.
Ooh.
So he can help you kind of smell out where some trees might
do
be.
Do I roll just once, though?
You roll twice.
Twice?
Tell me the higher number.
Okay. Woo! Eight.
And seven.
Oh! It was a seven.
Oh!
What is it?
She's
we're not doing well!
Okay.
We're not doing well!
Koa finds you a couple more small sticks.
Oh, God.
If Tegan wants to also look, I'll allow Tegan to also roll.
Yes, see, I ruined it.
Because you two can kind of split up.
At least Koa's going to be 16.
Forsaken City.
Alright,
I need to retire.
Okay. Bye. You come back with a handful of some more dried grass.
Smaller sticks.
So you've got the beginnings of a campfire. But you'd be a little bit worried that it might just spread to all the other dried grass around.
Now let's not start a forest fire first.
That seems scary.
Let's take some CJ's rocks out of his backpack, make a little circle.
He's like, those are my rocks.
Those are mine. There's better use of them.
Nah, Crash is going to go jump in that river.
Okay. Do you join him?
I'm going to go stand and watch. I'm not going to get in the river.
Okay. As Crash begins crashing and splashing and stomping through the river, and you just sort of stand there watching, make a perception check.
We're rolling great today, guys.
You do notice some dark shapes in the water.
Oh.
Goldie?
Relatively nearby to Crash.
Okay.
Dumpster's hanging out by the edge of the river. He's like sniffing around.
Okay.
I'm kind of watching what CJ and Crash are doing. Really,
and
I'm
drawing
Dumpster.
You're drawing Dumpster in your book?
Well, without a doubt, Crash is going to try and go after those things.
Okay.
Find out what they are.
Have Crash roll an attack.
Okay. Ooh. He's going to do bite.
Okay.
Just gonna end up being like algae or something.
It'd be pretty funny. 4 plus 3, so 7
plus 3.
Mama.
As Crash less than subtly makes his way over to the shapes, stomping and kind of tripping over himself with excitement, you see three distinct, small, kind of like little fishy shapes, and they all just sort of dart off up the river as Crash sort of stomps after them for about 30 feet and then loses hope as he realizes they're way faster than he's gonna be.
Fair enough. Alright.
We just scare away the fish.
That was that. We probably should have fished instead of just had Crash go after that stuff.
I thought it was a good idea. I stand behind it. I thought he was gonna lay waste.
I was fine with it.
We just
get on the side.
Set up tents and sweep it off and go to day 2.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's much more we can.
Because now it's dark. Is it dark?
Yeah,
it's dark outside now?
It is dark.
Do you want to maybe send Monty up again?
Send Monty out again?
Sure.
Are there any noises
threats
besides
the
river?
It's in the dark.
Is it just
the
river?
Make a perception check.
Okay.
What are you perceiving?
Better than berries!
If there's more noises
than
the river. Be 20.
Oh!
20.
20!
Natural 20.
Let's go, T.
Okay. As everybody is sort of setting up their tents, and they're all distracted by their own various things, and you're doodling Nubster, you hear the very distinct sound of a small creature hopping through grass. You can hear like crunch, 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 crunch. And it sounds like it's getting closer.
Okay.
But it you can almost tell that it's being very cautious. As you move towards the sound, you see two tiny little brown bumps sticking out from above some tall grass and a third larger kind of like bushy tail. And as you see it, you watch it kind of go and get very tense.
Oh, I'll catch it, Tia. Catch it.
Can I use my Pokemon handling to get him to, like, relax?
Offer some berries.
So he's not so tense, or should I get Dumpster over here?
What are you saying? Those are, like,
calming berries?
No, do that.
Do the first thing.
Some dried grass.
Yeah, you can do that. Offer dry grass.
On one of the sticks.
Do you want some dry grass?
One of the sticks.
Or a
stick.
You'll love it.
What do you do?
Pokemon handling.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just cooks
the one.
Yeah, for real.
Here comes the boom. Mm.
Oh, 14.
Okay.
Plus 5.
That's big. As you kind of hold your hand out, are you offering anything, or are you just trying to calm him down?
I mean, I've got some dried grass. Can I show him my chef's hat?
Yeah.
No, because maybe they even eat them.
As you hold your chef's head out, you see this very rotund, squirrel-looking creature sort of waddle up to you and reach out to grab the chef's hat from you. Do you allow this?
Yes.
It's gonna be cute.
Okay.
So cute.
It grabs it and sticks it on its little head.
So cute.
And it kind of bobs its head back and forth, and the little chef's hat wiggles.
This is amazing.
It jumps up on the back of its tail, so it's kind of standing not quite to your height. It's probably up to about your stomach.
Okay.
And it looks up and it offers its hand out to you.
Okay. Do we shake?
He kind of like high fives you.
All right.
And he gets back down onto his feet and he takes the hat off. And he books it.
What a
Catch a deer.
Alright, I'm sending Nubster after him.
Okay. Not a Nubster.
The center, it's like, deal. I'm like, we didn't trade.
Give me nothing, thanks.
Wait, did he take the hat?
He took the hat?
He took the hat.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, he took the hat.
Well, that's kind of chef. I'm so sure. I'm just going to steal
I'm pursuing him with
and I give you a high five, and that's their trade.
I'm pursuing him with Nubster. So
okay.
I'm going to use Ice Shard. I don't know what I have, though. It's blank.
Okay.
It's just a d6.
Yeah.
One
oh.
d6. A 1 plus 1.
1.
2.
Damage. 2 damage.
Come on.
Still standing, but as the little shard of ice just wings off into the bushes, it's slicing down many of the dried grasses in the way. You hear a little and it seems to be moving substantially slower as it's limping through the grasses.
Oh my
god. Go get him, Nubster!
Go get him!
So confusing.
So, I've now heard this commotion. Can I, like, run over to help Tia now? Or at least see what's going on?
Sure.
Alright, I'm gonna do that.
Okay. As you run over, you see Nubster sort of hair bristled and up, and he's all in a tizzy.
Oh, well.
And you see Phoebe stood there holding a notebook, just looking
he's
confused.
He's got my hat!
Okay. Gotta get the hat back. Can I see and attack the Sentret with mortar now?
You would have a heck of a time catching up to it. Even in its now wounded state, it's still pretty far away.
Well, I'm gonna go in hot pursuit along with Nubster. I'll throw out mortar with Nubster, and they're now teaming up.
Alrighty. The little Magby sort of hits the ground. Its slightly larger arm just impacts into the dirt.
Oh, this is a
you
very unfair court now. Shouldn't have stole that hat.
Alrighty, as you
don't burn it.
As the two of you give chase, are the people following as well, or is it just mortar and?
We're trying to keep
up. I mean, we're
up,
trying to keep
as much as we
up,
can.
Because you are substantially
quicker.
Faster than Nubster.
Oh, I am.
Nubster only moves about 20 feet.
Okay,
which
so
is still
I
good, but he's. Mortar, however, is able to move substantially quicker by just slamming into the ground and hopping.
Can he lay down some ice, Nubster, and just start sliding?
I'll say sure.
Okay.
So he can go a little bit faster.
Yeah, so he can go a little faster.
He's still faster, but...
Yeah, but just so he can...
I'll say he's moving at a brisk 25 feet per round.
Okay.
Which, at the moment, is faster than the Sentry.
Because
he's wounded. I'll say after... probably about 30 seconds. I'll say mortar catches up to this little Sentret.
All right.
You can see he's got a big, like, kind of frozen over gash in the back.
Oh.
And he's sort of wincing, trying to hop closer.
He gives me my hat back.
Oh my goodness, ruthless.
So mortar is now close enough to attack?
Mortar is now close enough to attack.
Can I mock punch it?
You can.
You're gonna kill it.
Well, she wants the hat back.
So roll your
hat.
Roll your
d20. Is it worth it?
Oh, okay.
We're gonna see if you hit.
Right. 14.
14 hits.
Yeah, it does.
Go ahead and roll your damage.
Oh wow, four plus three is seven.
Okay.
He's dead.
As
He's
mortar
dead.
Arrives, you see this massive arm just lean up. And bam! And Sentret's knocked like 3 feet in the air.
Uh-oh.
As you guys are catching up, you see this thing.
Can I catch
wham!
It? No, okay.
Just into the ground.
And
just
didn't mean to kill it.
Eyes crossed, just out cold completely.
Ugh.
Massive bruise under the chin.
Aww.
You can see two of the three little claws on Mortar's arms left very nice indents right under his
Ooh.
Chin. The hat is nowhere to be seen.
What?
Damn it.
We did this all for the hat, now I just feel bad.
You just killed the center for no reason.
Yeah, it's... Where'd the hat go?
Phoebe, on your way catching up, you can roll a perception check if you want to see if you can see where the hat ended up.
Also catch it.
The chef hat?
Yeah, I'm going to try and catch it.
This is adventures for the chef hat.
Find out its motive of having a terrible trade.
Two.
No.
Two?
My hat's gone.
You did not see your hat anywhere.
My hat's gone.
But yeah, if you want to try to catch the Sentret, you have the option.
Can I catch up and look for the hat while she tries to catch Sentret?
You may.
Okay. What do I roll for the
D20? So you're gonna take two very odd looking dice. They're the 10-siders. One of them's gonna have two digits, one of them's gonna have one.
These two?
No.
Yeah.
That's an 8-sider.
The other one.
You need that.
Yep, they're the same shape.
Cool.
Look like this. You roll both of those.
Okay.
Which am I rolling
if
for
you
that
roll
hat?
On that dice a 1 to a 30.
I did,
it
but
will
I
fail.
Mean like the.
A 1 to a 30?
Yes. If you roll a 31 to a 100.
So like this is like 30, 20, 50.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So 1 to
or
30 I fail.
1 to 30 and you fail. Because it has a 70% chance to work.
Okay.
So any number from 31 to 100 will work. Is our first catch chance.
35.
By the skin of your teeth.
Just barely.
You're sort of nervous and a little angry that your hat's gone.
Yeah.
And you throw the Pokeball out, and this unconscious Sentra just goes into the ball. There's no contest. It doesn't wiggle. It just...
It's dead!
You have captured a Sentra.
What?
You killed it!
I didn't kill it, it's fine.
It's okay, she has it. Shouldn't have stole the hat.
Definitely not.
Also, I rolled a perception check.
Yes.
And I rolled a 19.
19? The hat is about 20 feet away from the Sentra, just in the ground.
Woo!
You're welcome.
Little bit icy from the impact. You gathered that probably when it got hit, it sort of threw the hat.
Really hoping I would fail.
So, Tia, real quick, I need you to roll... this dice, the d4. And let me know if you get an even or an odd result.
Here. Trundle. Cone.
Even.
Okay. Your Sentret, whatever...
Keep that secret.
Yep, whatever name you go with for your Sentret, his ability is pick up. As he emerges and he just sort of looks around confused. What's going on?
Can Mortar apologize to him for punching him in the chin?
Does Mortar want to?
Yes!
Does he though?
Interesting. Yeah, he's on the team now. What am I just gonna have that weird...
Just
that awkward
also,
relationship.
Just like, punch him and like punch him in the arm and say, we good, right?
Yeah,
good.
Yeah,
he
basically.
Goes flying.
I mean,
he goes flying quite a bit.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah. Sorry.
I just don't want him to hate Mortar the rest of the time. But, I mean, he might anyway, but it's worth it.
He's
not.
A little upset.
A little upset.
They just, like, make sounds.
He's...
Very specific ones can speak.
Okay.
Like, in general, no.
Okay. So, like...
General rule
like,
of thumb,
Pikachu
it's unusual, yeah.
Okay.
It is unusual to hear them speak.
Okay, so Nubster is just hanging out with him.
Okay. As Nubster...
Are we back at the camp now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened?!
you now see a very rotund little squirrel just sort of sitting. Did you give him back the chef's hat or no?
Yeah, I'm letting him, but
okay.
I'm telling him the reason we chased him down is because he stole my hat.
Okay.
What stops him from leaving now? If he has a hat now, what stops him from leaving? He can't.
Technically Tia's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Technically it belongs
to... I mean,
it's
still try.
Pokemon is a fucked up world.
It's a very dubious moral choice.
He's not my
yet.
Slave.
Pretty much.
Don't think too hard about it. Gets kind of upsetting if you think too hard.
Yeah. Okay, so you now see a very rotund squirrel wearing a chef's hat.
Adorbs. Did you name him?
Can I hug him?
Oh, yeah,
I'm gonna hug him.
What's
his name?
Is it a boy or a girl?
It is a he.
Oh, it is. Change the name. All right.
What's the name?
I don't know.
She's
going to
think
about
it.
We'll come back.
Right.
We'll come back to it.
Yeah, we...
Sleep time.
Tia or Phoebe and I update them on everything that happened.
Yeah.
And the hat stealing and Mortar
stole my
being
hat.
A beast. Way too overpowered for a Sentret.
While you're sort of regaling everyone with the tale, CJ, are you still by the river?
Yeah, dude. Me and Crash are wrestling now.
Okay.
Nice.
Go ahead and make a perception check while you're wrestling.
Me?
Yes.
Okay. 19.
Woo!
You hear some rustling in the grass, and as you turn around, you see a very rotund squirrel with a chef's hat reaching into your bag, holding a rock.
Get out of here, bro! Those are my rocks! You little shit!
I'm gonna run over and try and tackle it.
I mean,
I'm running over, and Nubster's close behind, and I'm trying to explain to him that he can't just take people's things.
Okay.
Come on, Ethan is just
can't, he's hearing can't Phoebe talking,
things.
But he's terrified
yeah.
of you, and he's like trying to stay and listen, but he also wants to run.
I mean, I definitely don't care if he steals other people's stuff, but if he steals
I stop stuff. Right before, because I see Phoebe talking to him.
Okay. He sort of, like, nervously puts the rock down.
Good. Thank you.
Why would he take a rock?
He's got sticky fingers.
Yeah. What's with these rocks?
He just likes to
he didn't understand.
He's just inquisitive.
He just likes to take things out of people's bags.
My gosh, that's not cool, but whatever. It's fine. You stop him.
Alrighty. Does anybody else want to do anything before heading in for the first night on the road?
I'm okay.
I'm gonna go to sleep.
I think I'm, yeah. I'm
long day.
Alright. Is anybody keeping watch?
I'll be out by the fire reading my journal and keeping watch.
Okay.
I'll take the early morning shift.
Chill.
Safely.
On your evening watch, go ahead and roll an intelligence check.
Is that a 20?
That is a 20.
Mm-hmm.
15.
Okay. As you're thumbing through your journal.
Okay.
You decipher the name Phola.
P-H-O-L-A. Hold on, start over.
P-H-O-L-A. Phola. That's sort of, in the probably 3-4 hours that you're on watch, that's sort of what you're able to discern from just a page of just runic symbols with lines through them in different colored inks, and you're finally able to crack a little bit of the cipher. But otherwise, your watch passes uneventfully. As you sort of walk over and kick Milo and say, hey, it's your turn. And tuck in for bed. Milo and Monty.
So we're up and we're going to do what we always do and do some training. But yeah, we're running some drills and keeping an eye out while we wait for the rest of the crew to wake up.
Okay. As morning rises.
Day 2.
You all come to consciousness in your respective tents. Except for Tegan, who sleeps in. She's getting out cold with Koa just sprawled out.
Well, Koa's out doing his thing.
Koa and the Sentret.
They're best friends.
Yeah.
Sentret's
now in there. Cuddling.
Swifty and Koa.
As day 2 dawns, what would you like to do?
Let's do another like spot check round for food, and then we'll wake up Tegan and keep walking.
Sounds good.
Cook some breakfast.
You may bring coffee.
Yeah, for real though.
Cheap.
How
well,
do you know that?
We have dried grass.
Let's make some tea!
Just boil dried grass.
I'm gonna have Koa go look for food because he's got a keen little eye and nose.
Yeah.
Right. Come on, day 2, be better.
Be better!
19.
Be better!
Alright, so you guys watch as Koa just sort of pokes his head out of the tent. Looks like he's smelling something, and just sort of scampers off to the west. He's gone for like 15 minutes,
uh-oh.
And you're like, this can't be good.
Should we wake Tegan?
Probably.
And you hear the sound of something being dragged through the brushes.
Oh.
He gets
okay,
another chef hat.
We're right. With rocks in it.
Koa is dragging what can only be described as a mutilated fish carcass.
Oh,
whoa.
Dang.
It's about the size of him. Which
nice.
Is impressive for him to be dragging it.
He's strong,
fish.
Man.
Did he mutilate the fish carcass?
Probably.
It's hard to.
Do we got bagels? We could do lox on a bagel.
But he has brought just a schmier? Massive fish.
Tia, what's your opinion on that?
What?
Do you think Koa did that to the fish?
I'll go do a. What would it be? Intelligence
it'd be
or perception?
Check.
Insight.
He's a gentle soul. Remember, he's a killer of cuteness. So it would be a wisdom.
He is a killer of cuteness.
That fish was not cute.
Probably not.
That's
well,
what's
your
insight?
4.
Whole baby.
It was a 1.
I'm groggy, rubbing my
it's
eyes.
It's really Jesus. Hard to tell. You haven't been around Koa long enough to decipher kind of how he would kill if he were all to. Right.
Tegan's okay. Awake. She gonna go look. She gonna figure it out, y'all.
Oh,
13.
Maybe not.
What's your insight? Plus 4.
Plus 4, 19.
Okay.
17.
Math!
Yeah, so Koa definitely didn't take this thing down, but as far as where he got it from, you have no idea.
Alright.
Okay.
Let's move.
Questionable, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty sketch if there's just a mutilated fish carcass that he himself didn't kill.
Well, I mean, because in my eyes, it either just killed it for fun and didn't eat it, or killed enough of them that it didn't need to eat that one.
Is it edible?
That's a lot.
Yeah. All right, so can
do we want to investigate
cut
that,
it up and pack
or
it up?
Just move along?
Nope.
Okay,
I kind of want to investigate.
I'm curious.
I don't.
You
want to
cut
it by
fish
camp?
If you
guys I want to cut
go,
it up and
watch it just
and
be
keep
crash
it. Yeah,
okay.
Sleepwalking.
Make a survival check.
Which one is that?
This should be
it's
your d20.
Okay.
Plus two.
Not happening.
Nine. Okay. You're able to get about 6 pounds of fish.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's a big carcass.
Yeah.
Like, it's an impressively large fish for...
What Pokemon is this?
Ask questions.
Are you guys investigating this?
The area?
I
think you should
tent.
Put Monty
yeah, I mean,
out there.
If you guys are not on board with figuring out what this is, I'm not going to go it alone. That seems like a bad idea.
I'll go with you.
I would go in a group or not.
I'm down to go.
I
don't want to go.
Feeding.
What are we doing? Seeing what killed
yeah,
this
fish?
Yeah, investigating what
killed
this fish.
Because it wasn't Koa.
I only have
it.
Two healing berries, guys.
Alright.
Something bad happens.
Alright, so we're packing up.
Yeah,
let's
move along.
Alright. Hopefully it doesn't follow us.
I mean, it probably will.
Can I have Koa, like, go and, like, stay behind us while you all leave? Because I don't trust him.
Go ahead and make a perception check. As the one who is cutting and packing the fish away.
Not good. It's 5.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, if it's +2, it's
yeah.
Okay. You hear death. The very subtle flapping of wings.
Yeah.
But you're not able to see anything.
All right, one of you, come on. Help us out.
Send Monty up.
Yes,
Monty.
Into the fire.
CJ's worthless because he doesn't trust any of us. He's not going to do anything, are you?
I want to find out what it is.
Okay, then
CJ's
you do something.
Throwing rocks.
It's a Yanmai one.
I tell him about the sound and I say,
okay.
I can't see it.
Sure.
It's in the trees.
Fifteen.
You also hear very subtle. Just you're not able to figure out which direction it's coming from, but it's just faint and it's barely reaching your ears.
Does it sound like it's getting louder or fading?
It sounds like it's staying where it is.
Climb some trees, go up.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I'm gonna climb a tree.
Okay. Go ahead and make an athletics or an acrobatics check, whichever one is better for you.
Acrobatics.
5. 5. All
right. Fell off that tree.
It takes you a good long while
you're
to get onto the first branch
or really
the tree, and as you kind of hoist yourself up, you're more winded than you want to let on, and you go, this is good. I'll just watch from here, guys. Go ahead and make your perception check.
Something better.
From the tree.
20. Unnatural.
Okay. As you're standing in the tree, you see the brown ruffled feathers of a massive bird.
In the tree?
Probably about 200 feet from you.
Oh.
But just barely, like, cresting over a distant tree, you just see, like...
Hero? You said massive bird.
Oh, he's a fat, fat one.
The morning.
Or Firo.
Yeah, that's true.
Either way, I don't think we want to mess with that thing.
Let's stick with my original.
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
I don't like
off.
It, though.
Well, nothing to do with that.
Yeah, let's...
Why is he around us, though? Huh?
Huh?
Why is he around us?
This
is
not allowed to live?
Yeah.
Just eating fish.
It's not our woods.
All right.
So should we just continue towards the town?
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's move it right along. I don't think that you have at any point.
No.
You're an enigma.
I am.
Very difficult to figure out.
We're walking
more towards the town.
This one?
We're going journey
walking,
number 2.
Walking.
So what are our surroundings now? Is it like more lush
grassland?
Forest?
Or?
Yeah, you're getting into more lush forest.
Into the grove.
If you stay closer to the river, it's going to be a lot more green. If you stay closer to the road, it's a little bit of a mixture.
How far are they from each other?
probably about 100 feet.
Oh, okay, not that far.
Can I do a perception check of the river?
Sure. Are you looking for anything in particular, or are you just gonna...
6 pounds of fish, what do you need?
Yeah, I'm not looking for food. I just want to see, like, the general direction that it's going, and, like, if there are any Pokemon inside the river or around the river, or any, like, people around the river.
Okay.
Like, maybe a
just so
rogue
general,
fisherman.
Right.
Just
so
a general perception check.
Okay.
13.
Okay. The river is flowing south, following along with the road. As far as people near the river, you do see very, very faint, probably about a mile away from you, what looks to be a campsite. Closer to the river than the road.
We're gonna get up there and it's like, no, it's just sticks.
It's our old campsite.
Grass.
We made a big complete circle.
Yeah. Alright, well, should we continue straight on to see what the campsite is? Well, is it on the way to the next town? Or is it behind us?
It is loosely on the way. You're heading in the same direction you would pass it, but you're reaching a point where the river kind of veers away from the road a little bit.
I'll go to the river with you if you want.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of want to just see if we can, like, scavenge supplies or something. If there's something of use there that could be helpful.
I agree.
All right, so have we walked to what I thought was a campsite yet?
Sure.
Okay.
I can jump you ahead.
Okay.
As you walk by, you see a small tent. What looks to be a little cook pot over a small campfire that's long burned out. It's just ashes and a couple embers. You see a fishing rod kind of jammed into the sand. And you can hear the sound of somebody snoring from inside.
Nice.
Oh. We just go to town.
Move along towards the town.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I am curious who else is adventuring, but
if they're sleeping,
maybe we'll see said person down the line. Who knows?
Probably after.
Is there anything like distinctive about the tent, like markings?
No, it's just a very basic kind of canvas tent. Okay. Pretty similar to what you guys would have.
All right. Lead the way to town, Milo.
All right.
Monty. Whomever.
Yeah. Is the town in view now?
No.
We're a long ways away, he said.
You're a couple days travel away.
Oh, I thought
we were
in
the
should
two.
Totally
that's why
see
I
how
said,
old this guy is then.
That's why I said we need to stop, because we got days to go, guys.
Yeah.
Get some supplies. Right,
you want a peek in his tent?
I'm curious.
Right. I mean, it sounds like something CJ would
do. What's fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Is it though?
He just,
we don't know anything about him. We don't know anything about him. Is it something he would do?
I don't know.
I mean, he's a weird little boy. He's a wild card, and he's just doesn't talk.
I mean, Phoebe has taken a fang out of his arm, so it doesn't really seem out of the realm of possibility.
If there's nothing else around his camp area that suggests that he's somebody.
Just a fishing rod.
Just a guy.
Yeah, just a fishing rod.
Are you going in the tent?
Nah.
You
what are you doing?
You're
just gonna open it and see?
Man you've ever seen.
That's not a man! That's a bear!
That's a pig man!
Yeah. I'm gonna open the flap of the tent.
You open the
as
flap
quietly
of the
as possible.
Go ahead and make a stealth check.
Be discreet!
You have good stealth, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Ooh, sick.
9 plus 4.
13.
Yeah.
13.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's not gonna be good enough.
I think it'll be fine.
I don't think so.
It'll be fine.
There's a smirk on that.
Come on!
It'll be fine.
If he wasn't a disadvantage. you are able to sort of peer into the tent. You see an enormous mound of sleeping bag just passed out, and the snoring gets a little bit louder as you kind of open the flap. You don't see any Pokemon around inside the tent, no sign of them. Just this sort of bulbous shape sleeping on the ground.
Are you going to poke it with a stick?
I kind of want to.
No, don't poke the bear.
At that point, just wake him up.
Why would I wake him up?
Good morning.
How did I get here? I don't know. I'm kind of having second thoughts about this now.
Let's just dip. Let's keep moving towards the town.
I was just curious what was in the tent.
No, I agree.
There's
I'm glad you did that.
Nothing fun in
but
the tent? All right.
Now we at least know it's a
not
massive...
from how little he's opened the flaps.
Okay. Can I open it then?
Weird, come up and push me out of the way?
Yeah.
God. Are you doing it stealthily, or are you just ripping the flap open?
I guess I should probably do it stealthily.
Oh, somebody's gotta do stealth. At least we got that. Whatever. It's happened.
14.
14.
Do you have any bonus? That's with a bonus.
It's fine. The sleeping man is at disadvantage.
He is still sleeping.
What did we learn?
Nothing.
As you open the tent flap a little bit more, you can see the sunlight is like inches from his eyes. You see an enormous, full, bushy beard. It's a pretty hefty individual.
Okay.
Massive beard. They've got kind of a ball cap sort of tucked down over their eyes to sort of help them sleep.
The sleeping mask.
it's basically just a ball cap kind of to there. You do see a small backpack in the corner.
Still no Pokemon.
But there's
a backpack.
I know
what's
what you're thinking.
The
but there's a backpack. What's in there?
What's a backpack look like?
What
is
it?
Nothing
in there.
It's like a small, dark blue.
Center, Centric, or whatever it's called in there.
No.
I want to steal some new chains.
There's like a small keychain on it.
Let's
like
not make
boulder.
Enemies.
Of a what?
A little boulder
with like two fists.
Junior.
It's a little Geodude keychain on it.
Keychain on his backpack.
What is that?
Oh.
On his dark blue backpack.
He's definitely a hiker. Way to go, Phoebe. He's not a tiger, though.
Woo! That's all I want it now.
Give it to me.
I'm gonna take his Pokemon.
No,
I don't want it.
No.
Alright, the team wants
like
to move on. Let's move on.
Alright.
Jesus. Go ahead and make a stealth check as you're walking away.
Stealth oop.
I'm all about adventure, guys!
Hey, we have to make
stealth
checks.
Adventure and crime!
What have you done?
What are you doing?
They have to make stealth checks when
Jesus.
They move.
Mine's 9.
He's getting caught. And I'm worse.
Oh!
No!
Tegan rolled a 2.
That was a natural one?
Yeah,
that was a natural one.
That's not good.
Adventure, guys!
He's not at disadvantage.
As you guys turn to leave, you kind of just let the flap fall, and it just goes... And the guy goes...
Huh? Who's out there? Who's that?
Run.
What are you doing?
Run.
Who has the
Run.
Most charisma?
Not me.
None of us.
None of us. Ben does! You have the persuasiveness. You and... Yeah,
you,
no, you!
No!
Persuasive,
no.
We were just seeing if he was okay, because it sounded
yeah,
like he's
dying.
Yeah,
just be like,
hey! Your snorts sounded like sleep apnea. We need to make sure you're okay.
Oh, God.
Or we
it's
just
actually
run. Can we
just
not run?
Bad.
Really?
Just run.
Right,
we're running.
Just run?
We're running.
Okay,
everybody,
we're running?
You don't have to roll a run.
Oh.
Right. You just run.
Okay,
yeah,
so
everybody,
run
away.
Yeah,
run
we're
away.
All running.
Good God.
As you guys are running away...
He could have been nice.
This
They're
large man
into the
sort
dude's
of
tent while he sleeps.
Gets out of the tent, kind of rubbing his eyes, puts the ball cap up, and just goes, "Who's there? Who was that?" And you guys are just run, just go, don't turn around, just go.
What did we learn?
Nothing.
Of course,
zero.
Not.
Yep. He likes Geodude Pokemon. That's what we learned.
Yeah.
Does he
chase us? Does he spot us?
Nah, I think he saw us.
He did not spot you. Rolled a 2 to see you.
Okay.
Woo! He did not.
Got away.
You woke him up. That's
we
all
woke
you did.
This man up. He's
but
a
everyone...
giant man with a beard who likes Geodude Pokemon.
Like a 5 children alarm
cap.
System.
That's what we learned.
Time to
we'll
wake
probably
up.
Run into him in town.
Probably.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And then we'll have to play it cool, but we won't because we're us.
Well, you're the only one with charisma.
Yeah.
Everyone is like.
We definitely didn't
work
in your tent.
Yeah.
We're
all really
like,
bad
yeah.
at speaking, so.
Every single one of us doing like really awkward like poses on the wall, like trying to blend in.
Cool. What do I do with my hands?
Well, he didn't see us, so he doesn't know what we look like. So.
That's true.
We'll just hear
idea.
Someone venting about it. Someone woke me up.
Yeah. All right. So how much closer to the town are we now that we sprinted away from this camp?
It depends how long you sprinted for.
Well, CJ was winded already.
That was just because of the tree. The tree was hard to climb.
Well,
say we ran
for 3 hours.
Full bore.
For 3 hours.
I was going to say 5 minutes.
For 3 hours.
All right, you're in the town over from that town.
You ran through.
I would say probably 10 minutes, yeah.
Okay, so you guys are probably... We'll be generous and say about a mile
minutes?
And a half closer.
Okay.
You got little legs.
Let's say Bentley can.
Okay.
I'm sure so can.
All right, we're going to take a quick rest, yeah? We're all a little winded from
yeah.
running.
Yes.
Maybe I want some pepper jerky.
Get some jerky and some water out.
Well, let's eat the fish.
Yeah.
Cook
the
fish.
Fish.
The fish is...
Oh, yeah, let's get the fish going.
The fish
get
should
some...
we roll
someone
a
else
perception
should find
check, too?
Firewood, too.
Yeah, we should just see what's around us first.
Okay. Go, Monty.
No, Monty.
What is
seven.
That?
Oh,
nice.
Oh, God.
All right. As Monty sort of flies up, there's a big lazy circle around you. You hear him a couple times go, but nothing major. He doesn't hover over anything. He's just sort of chirping, making some noise up there.
Hmm. Oh, so we're gonna cook some fish? You want fish?
Yeah.
So we need wood?
Fish.
So we're gonna find some wood?
Okay.
No.
You and Koa going for
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Nope.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
Remember, Koa has advantage.
That was a 5, right?
So,
no.
So roll again.
Roll again.
It was a 3.
Is it a perception?
Yeah,
for
but
Koa.
It's for Koa. But it's
oh.
Koa, who doesn't have the bonuses. Other than getting to roll twice.
8.
It's better.
Okay. Koa does bring you just one, but a like decent sized log. It just happens to have like kind of an offshoot from it that he's able to drag it. But he brings you it's a decent log. It's a good start.
I still have some dried grass. Dried grass and some of those sticks. Let's get it going.
Mortar can set the fire.
Yeah. Alright.
In
now
theory.
We're...
I don't
and
know
then
if I have to roll for
your
that.
Chef squirrel cooks up some fish.
Yeah, I'm showing him how to cook.
Yeah, you gotta teach him.
Yeah, we're over at the campfire.
Okay.
Nice. And I'm just sitting there like, oh, he's so cute.
Nubster's hanging out now with Crash, or he's trying to.
Nubster is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh.
Interesting.
Should name the centric Boyardee.
Crash is interested as to why. Nubster wants to be teamed.
Nubster's just curious.
Just curious.
Yeah.
Okay.
He likes
Boy,
the Pokemon.
Has
Crash
the good part of Nubster's nose is kind of flaring up as he's trying to smell Crash. Crash looks visibly uncomfortable.
Yeah, he's a little leery, but he's okay with it for now.
He's keeping his distance.
Okay.
So he's aware.
Crash is children.
He's reading the body.
You should have Sentret plate. Some fish and have Nubster like waddle it over
okay.
to Crash.
Oh,
like
so
a waiter.
We'll do that, yeah.
She's so gonna open a restaurant.
We're gonna make a bow tie out of
that.
She has 10
waiters.
Dry grass.
Yeah.
Can I roll a perception check to see if there's anybody like stalking our little lunch gathering?
Sure.
Okay. That would be perception.
That would be.
13.
13? Let's see. Okay. You are able to just barely see two little black antennas just sort of sticking up just out of sight of the camp.
Offer some food.
Are you doing anything with it?
I mean, we could offer some food.
So we're 6 pounds of fish.
I need at least 5 pounds.
I don't know if it would eat fish. It sounds like
probably,
well,
I don't know how much
antennas,
fish you guys
but...
can eat, but...
CJ garfed down this spot.
Give some grass to it.
I don't need that much.
I need some grass and sticks.
Well, I mean, if you guys aren't going to do anything with it...
You can go for it.
I think this is the moment after everything that's happened. My adrenaline's still pretty high from running from the mountaineer.
Mm-hmm. I must not listen
and,
to you.
Huh?
You're irritated because we didn't listen to you 3 times?
And,
you're like...
also, does Monty need training that's, like, tangible...
Pokemon that's what I think. I'm ready to try it because what Bentley has told me is it sounds like a bug, and I'm like, I can handle a bug. Monty and I think we're ready for a bug.
All right, have at it.
So I'm gonna look at Monty. Monty's like, we can do this, and he dives at the bug or the antennas.
Okay, go ahead and roll for initiative for Monty.
Oh god,
what was a full on battle now?
7.
7. Monty's going first.
Oh, wow.
Sweet.
All right, so he's going to go for an Astonish, because
okay.
he's got the element of surprise right now.
Okay, so you got to roll the hit.
Oh, sorry. 12.
12. Does not hit.
Oh, swing and a miss.
As Monty dives into the ground, going for the Astonish, as he lands, he kind of ruffles his feathers and the grass sort of falls away. You do see now a ladybug in front of you.
It's just two snakes.
who is fully primed and ready, fists out, and just...
A ladybug?
In comes the first
is
punch.
That what this is?
Ladybug.
So, Joel, the first hit is for 3 damage.
Okay.
Oof. Oh, wow.
Second one's a miss.
Punch right in the beak.
Third one is a hit for... 1 damage. Fourth one is a natural one.
It's six hits.
The fifth one is a crit.
Oh.
That is 6 more points of damage. Jesus. As this ladybug just sort of cocks back and goes for 5 wild punches, just not even really paying attention to you, just swinging wild.
My confidence is crushed.
Monty just has 2 black eyes.
Comes back and went...
Never again.
Do your peck.
I was so nervous, and now any ounce of confidence I gained the last day is shattered.
No, coming in.
I'm gonna try.
It's a minor setback. You can.
We're gonna go for a peck here.
Okay.
Woo!
Come on, Monty.
Oh, I gotta roll the hit, right?
Yes.
12. 5 plus 2, so 7.
7. Ladybug stands with 1 HP.
Oh, you got this. You got Uh-oh. This. You gotta weather the storm. You got this.
What's Monty's health at?
You got this.
6.
You got this.
Oh, shit.
It's gotta, okay. gotta hope for a miss.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
That was terrifying.
Oh, boy. Okay, Ladybug's gonna play the long game here. Ladybug's going for focus energy.
Lucky.
So it doesn't move, and you just watch this aura of power around this tiny ladybug. Oh, as it just pulses.
Don't miss.
All the grass around it just sort of falls flat
like
and withers.
Super Saiyan ladybug.
As
oh,
it just,
don't miss.
You watch its antennas just vibrating, and it seems to be just like furious with you. I need Monty to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, God.
Has the air.
17.
Nice.
17. Okay. So you take 1/2 damage from this, which is 3 rounded down to 1.
Nice.
So you take 1 point of psychic damage.
Alright.
Oh boy.
As...
This thing is a beast.
As you're just staring down this ladybug, Monty's already kind of blurry-eyed from the flurry of punches, and now he's seeing double. And this thing's just... It's like, oh god. It's Monty's turn.
Alright, he's gonna go for... I just yell at him to peck again.
Okay.
Get it.
Get him.
On!
17.
Yeah. 17 will hit.
19.
Well, Monty.
1 plus 2.
Oh,
shoot. 3.
By the skin of your teeth.
You got it.
You take down the ladybug.
Yeah.
Nice.
Let's go.
As the beak impacts the chest, it sort of goes. And there's this glimmer of sadness in the ladybug's eyes as it's just sort of blinking. And the aura is just slowly dissipating and shaking, and the grass starts to congeal around it, and the corpse just. Into the grass.
The corpse? Well, it died. It's dead.
He's very much just out.
Are you gonna try to catch it?
Yeah. Alright, let's go for it. What do I do?
Okay.
These two?
So take your 2 d10s.
Okay.
Also known as a d100. Fire away. Let me know what you roll.
A 74.
Got it. 74. Nailed it.
Sweet. So is the lady ba a lady ba or a guy ba?
The lady boss.
She's a good time to.
Do I have any? I have that. I have a sleeping bag, a week's worth of pepper jerk, a pot, and my glove, and now 2 Pokeballs. Do I have anything to heal at all? Did I have any?
You could try the pepper jerk.
Ask Phoebe.
No, I don't want to.
Or you could ask Pokemon. Phoebe.
Ask Phoebe.
No, don't do it. Save your berries.
If you don't want to,
this
that's
is
fine.
Our team. This is what you were warning against the last time.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, what if we really need those later on for, like, critical
Phoebe, there are ways
things.
To heal
without
don't
the berries. Right,
oh.
Yes.
Yeah, like, I want
to do a...
It's a medicine check.
Medicine,
okay,
yeah.
I'll
she's doing medicine.
First.
Nice.
Okay.
Those things need to be saved, guys.
I'm really good at medicine,
she's
too.
She's only got 3 of
this
them.
This fails.
I want...
I'm actually not bad at everything.
I've got plus 5.
Okay.
Do this first, and then I kind of want them to be healed together.
Well, then what do you have for medicine?
Ladybug
oh,
and
Monty.
Like, as
oh,
a,
yeah.
As
oh,
a
bonding experience.
Is that a thing?
Medicine.
No, for... Do I have to roll once?
Just
for
so
guy.
Just roll
he
once to
like
see if you can revive
nervous.
The ladybug. How do you do?
8
is enough.
Wow.
It was a 3 plus 5.
Wow. Jesus. Okay, yeah, you are able to resuscitate Ladybug. It is
woo!
Currently sitting at a healthy 1 HP.
I'm excited.
We're all
can
really
I roll
good.
A medicine check for
Ladybug.
Monty?
Yeah, we're all very good at medicine.
Yeah, you're gonna try to heal Monty up?
Yeah, I have good medicine skills as well.
Okay.
From all of my
Centra is
yeah. Pokedex reading and
sure.
other shiz. 10.
So, how that works.
Okay.
That's just that.
As you sort of walk up to Monty, he's got
if you have to do a medicine check,
2
whatever you roll
pretty
two.
Swollen
right.
eyes at this
so
point.
Like
they're getting worse the longer he's there. You get a little bit of the river water and some of the dried
matter,
grasses and you just kind of patch it up on one of his eyes. and it brings down the swelling a little bit. As you go for the second one, he kind of puts his beak up.
Can I ask Nubster for an ice shard?
Situation where, like, are you smart or are you not smart?
That's up to 15.
He's
good.
Cool.
Are you
good? Not an attack. Not really.
Nubster, can you just, like, shoot it in the air and I'll catch
like
it?
Like me?
I'm not very smart. Or I can have
I'm kind of dumb.
He's probably going to try anyway.
Yeah.
Why would that
make you do anything for
that? The fetch just fires it off. Sentra sort of stares longingly at this ice cube as it comes falling back down into Milo's hands.
Okay, so I'm going to catch it. I'm going to hang onto it and just kind of ice them both.
Okay.
Heal them wounds.
Nope, Sir's going to shoot another one.
Does the HP of either of them go up from this?
Slowly over time. Okay. It's not like an immediate recovery thing. Monty seems to be sort of nursing that black eye on his own. Seems like
he's tough.
He's keeping it.
Would you give him back to him?
Oh, he wants to keep a black eye?
Back to him?
I don't know.
Seems proud.
He's strong.
He's proud.
Did he heal at all? Did Monty heal at all?
Ever so slightly from Bentley's attempt to sort of bring down the swelling, yeah. But from that first hit, he's kind of recovering, but from that one real solid hit to his eye, he's sort of trying to keep that where it is.
Okay.
Congrats, dude!
Thank you. I'm gonna pull Ladybug back into her Pokeball so she can rest.
Okay, cool.
Monty's gonna sit on my shoulder.
Okay. As you were kind of doing some medicine checks to try to heal her, that aura is just back, and she's just sort of shadow boxing. And then as you go to pull out the Pokeball, she kind of is like, let's go, and just pops right back in.
Nice.
She seems cool.
She's ready to team up.
Yeah. She wanted a friend.
Yeah.
A fighting friend.
Yeah! Yeah!
Are we continuing to move
not,
towards
but that'll
town?
Help me, I think.
We finished food. Are we ready
after
to go?
After lunch and ladybug.
Quick
catch?
Nap. Are we ready to go?
How much of the fish did we eat?
Quick nap. Only 1 pound. Come on.
Together?
Yep.
Yeah. If you guys are rationing it, you could.
Yeah. I'm
yes.
Like
I'll
one
say,
pound.
Given the things you have access to, it's probably only good for a day or two.
Can we dry
it's
it?
It's a
so
lot
that it
of meat.
Stays?
And it's sort of just in a backpack.
All right. So 3 pounds we ate then.
Really? That's a lot. Let's make pierogies.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying we should dry the fish so it lasts longer.
Oh yeah, let's
not
do that.
Not eat 3 pounds.
Get him to do it. Do it. Okay, we ate 1 pound. He gets to
dry
it.
Out.
Dry it out.
Put it in your dehydrator.
Yeah, can I smoke it with mortar?
Sure.
All right, let's see if I smoke the fish.
Can
I just do that?
Make a survival check.
Let's just.
I'll say you have advantage because mortar
dry it out.
Wait.
Well, hold on.
It's different.
We gotta dry it out.
So smoking it would be cooking it.
Yeah, we want to just dry it out.
Yeah.
We don't want to burn it.
Well. Smoke as in dry, yes.
Either way, just go ahead and make a,
we're
make
drying.
A survival
we're
check.
We're arguing
we're
semantics.
We're drying it.
Yeah. Make a survival check. You have advantage because mortar's helping you.
Natural 20.
It's pretty good. Yeah, you're able to the best of your knowledge and ability, you're able to dry out the fish meat.
You're able
sweet.
To pants here
cool.
With a garnish.
Some garlic.
Some dried grass and a rock.
For some reason, the fish has now turned into scallops.
It's now a 5 Michelin star meal. Alright, cool. We have food for days, 2 new team members of varying battling abilities. One that just steals stuff. One that gave Monty 2 black eyes.
I mean, he's a bot quick.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
So let's keep going towards the town.
Yeah. Resting.
Well, it's like the middle of the day.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, it's probably 10:30.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
super
just
early.
Just keep
moving. Keep
yeah.
That was an early lunch, y'all.
Yeah.
Alright, as you guys continue on towards the town, the better part of the day passes and you're noticing not a lot of foot traffic on these roads. As you keep walking, let's have one person make a group perception check.
Who's it? CJ.
A bit.
Do it up.
What is that?
14.
17.
Nice.
17. All right, as you guys are walking, CJ, you hear the very distinct sound of a Pokeball opening. And you see a little chef's hat sort of pop out right beside you.
Bro.
He sort of jumps up, slaps your hand.
Oh,
he's like, what's up? Gives you a little high five.
Hi.
And just scampers off ahead.
Where is he going?
Phoebe, you watch as your centret with his little chef's head, just sort of holding it on and just like.
Okay, so we're going to follow him.
Okay. Yeah,
Is he on the road or did he go off
he's,
the path?
He's staying on the road, but he's kind of zigzagging back and forth.
Okay.
Making a bunch of tracks.
Follow centret.
Yeah.
Alright, we're following him.
Yeah, as he runs further and further ahead, you get the very familiar smell of cooking fish.
What? Interesting. Did we make a circle?
No.
Somebody
else.
Still moving forward. CJ, you're probably the fastest of the group.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep up with him.
You're relatively able to. He's fast, but you're pretty fast yourself. You come upon another small campsite. This one has two tents. You see three individuals sitting around a cook pot, and you can see the centret is sort of like back to the wall, sort of Uncharted style, looking past the tent towards the grill.
Bro,
he's hungry.
Stop it!
He's hungry.
Do something, don't!
He looks at you, and just goes, ah, and just sort of tucks around the corner into one of the tents.
No.
He's using the chef's hat as his burglary bag.
You can lift it up and there's just
like
a bunch of stuff
I want to look at these people before
okay.
I get any closer.
Balancing.
Yeah.
Go ahead and make a perception check. Let's see what you can see.
Unnatural 20.
Okay. You see somebody wearing a glove very similar to Milos. Looks like a bird catching like a bird keeping glove.
Uh-oh, and Joel's not healed up. That's bad.
We should have rested.
Well, if they would let me finish, they would figure it out.
Sorry.
It's a girl probably in her late teens, with sort of short blonde hair. There's a man sitting across from her. Old enough to be her father, probably in his mid-30s. He's got on a like red jacket, some basic kind of like cargo pants. He's got a fisherman's hat on.
Does he have a beard?
He does not have a beard.
Okay.
And there's a younger kid, a young boy who's got a big kind of like pit helmet on. He's holding the bug net. And he's got these little shorts on. He's wearing a little shirt with a vest on. He's got some like fishing tackles on there. They're just kind of sitting around, tucking in for some early lunch.
I'm gonna approach them and tell them that.
Don't tell them about.
No, I feel like we should be transparent here because if he just comes out with all their stuff, they're gonna be pissed.
We'll just apologize.
No, we need to be very open here. I think
I'm gonna walk up and say hi.
I don't think that's a good idea. I feel like you're the least charismatic person on the team.
That's fine.
No, I
that's okay. So you walk up and say hi?
I'm going to walk up and say hi.
Okay,
I'm not going to introduce myself.
I'm
going
to walk up to him
and
just
say hi.
Grunt.
I know.
Okay, so you kind of walk up and just go,
hi.
Okay.
And then I'm going to try to explain that.
What's this forest boy doing?
My friends are with me, and one of their Pokemon is a centret, and he's very sticky fingered, and he just went in their tent.
Okay. The older man just goes, it's no problem, we see those all the time. Which tent is he in?
That one. I kind of forgot which one he went into.
Okay.
I was so worried about getting here, and then I wanted to know, but I'm going to stop talking.
He says, that's fine, we get him all the time. He goes, come on out, Chip. And he throws his Pokeball out, and another centret shows up. His is also wearing kind of a big floppy sun hat.
They love hats.
And he sort of wanders into the tent, and you hear the very distinct sound of like you hear a little bit of that, and the very distinct sound of like a pot clanging into something metal. It sounds like they're kind of rustling through some stuff, and they both walk out. Chip is holding what can only be described as like half of a baguette. And Centret comes out wearing his little chef's hat and holding a ladle. And the man just goes, well, they found our cooking tent. That's fine. It's all good. Come on back, Chip. And he sort of pulls him back in, and the baguette just sort of falls limply, and the Centret just goes. Except he goes, whatever, you can have it. That's fine. He goes, I appreciate your honesty. It means a lot in these times.
What do you mean by these times?
Can we charisma check that? Like, ask him what he's talking about?
What if
he's
just
all
fine with answering?
Have we all caught up?
Yeah, at this point, yes.
We're not that slow.
Phoebe, you see your centaur holding a ladle and half a baguette in front of a tent occupied by the three aforementioned individuals.
Alright, I'm apologizing to them for his...
He goes, oh no, it's no problem. Chip gets himself into trouble sometimes as well. We've been there with him. Tend to find it helps if you keep his hands full.
Okay.
This is a good note. Interesting.
Alright. Give him Michael Jackson gloves.
What did you mean by these times?
Is that what
these
you mean
times,
by
well,
hands full? No. Then he's
just
going to be doing
expression.
Stuff and being fabulous.
Okay. Alright. She's got a glove like you. Go talk to her.
Yeah.
I take my glove out of my bag and I just kind of hold it in front of me.
So fucking awkward.
The little boy... The little boy runs up to you and goes, my name is Lion, I challenge you to a battle.
Oh, shit.
What?
Okay.
Do you want me to try and heal you more?
It's on right now. I don't know that you have time.
The older man goes, you don't have to if you don't want to. Lyle's just very energetic.
I can step in and battle Lyle.
Yeah, I got in a battle earlier. I'm a little worse for wear, but...
He goes, oh, no kidding. Well, have a seat. Let's take a look. See what we can do for you.
Thank you so much. Monty's still out on my shoulder, and
this
then I pull out my Larry.
Okay.
There's no one else around.
They're both
I know, it's shady.
Rough.
Yes.
Yeah,
but
they
seem super nice.
The older guy goes, I realize I haven't told you my name. My name's Daniel. He reaches out to shake your hand.
Hi, Daniel.
He goes, well, this is my daughter, Jess. That's my son, Lyle.
Yeah, so
folk.
We confirm that they're a family.
They
Jess
are a family.
And Lyle.
So I've got Monty and Ladybug.
Okay.
Out.
Daniel kind of sits down and he pulls out some bandages and some ice packs and he's like, "Do you mind?"
Not at all.
The Ladybug just sort of saunters up, plops down in front of him, and just holds out kind of bruised arms, the big like crack in the chest, and is just like, "Yeah, fix me, please." Monty is hesitant at first, but seeing that you're relatively comfortable, eventually does settle in and allow Daniel to kind of do his work, so your team is now back up to fighting fit.
Sweet.
Okay. Can I ask Daniel if it would be okay if Lyle and I battle? Friendly battle?
Yeah. The second you mentioned, like, would it be alright if we battle? Lyle's like, I challenge you to a battle!
Okay.
My goodness.
Lyle's ready.
Cool. Alright, well, let's like saunter a little bit away from the campsite so we're not.
It's like right here, right now, let's battle. All right. And Dan goes, Lyle, take it like 20 feet away from camp at least. We're not having another scuff.
Another scuff, my goodness. Alright.
Fine.
Alright, I wanna battle this kid. He's got some grit.
Perfect. Roll for initiative.
Sir.
Three. God.
Oh no. All right, Mortar. As Lyle sort of saunters up to you, he just goes, "It's time for battle."
Oh my God.
He throws out a ladybug of his own.
Oh, snap.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll do it. That is a 20 to hit you.
Oh God.
Four.
Oh, what's this?
His
first hit is 3 damage.
That's AC.
Second one's a miss.
Yes.
Third one's a natural 20
to hit you. Okay. Like he has to roll that number higher to hit you.
6 damage.
What?
Yeah.
That's high.
Fourth one is a miss. That's pretty good. Fifth one is a miss. So 2 hits for 9 damage total.
Alright, well that already did half my health, so that's terrifying.
Lyle's not to be fucked with.
Dude,
the people who are wanting to
fight. I went from 16 to 6 from when it attacked me.
Mr. Milo, you notice that this ladybug does not have that crazy supercharged aura.
Oh, sweet.
Interesting. Alright.
I thought I got it from doing
the... fancy
my,
one. You found a fancy one.
But all right. It is to you.
I'm gonna fire punch.
Okay.
Fire punch!
11 plus 3 is 14.
14 is very substantial.
So that'll hit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then this is the 10, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's d10 plus 3. 7, 10 damage.
10 damage.
roast it.
As Mortar sort of saunters up, pounding that arm into the ground as he does to hype himself up, he sets it just on fire. There's just like fire and magma leaking out of his arm.
Yeah,
as he just leans in and just pounds this ladybug. It sort of staggers back a few feet, blinks a few times, and is just face down.
Woo!
And I was like, whoa! That was crazy. How did you do that? You gotta show me. And then he goes, alright, come back. There's no way you defeat my second.
Oh.
My second and stronger Pokemon.
Oh, shit.
He's so much stronger than yours. You won't even know.
Mewtwo.
Friggin'
mini Lyle. Just throwing out legendaries.
Alright. Here we go. Let's roll initiative four. Oh, I rolled a four. Wow.
I don't have to re-roll, right? I'm just stuck at three.
I'll let you re-roll because we'll say it's a new combat.
Seven.
You're going first.
Sweet.
As a Spinarak enters the battle team.
Oh boy.
Little tiny Spider.
Ooh.
Little Spider.
Okay. Well. Especially since I go first this time, I'm gonna fire punch again.
Okay.
And it is a 16.
That'll hit. That'll do it.
Okay. And does 4 damage.
4 damage. All right. As he goes in for a follow-up punch, it just kind of brings down like a club. The Spinarak is quick. He's able to sort of dodge out of the way, but that fiery outburst sort of catches him in the belly, and he looks remarkably uncomfortable. He's gonna go in for a poison fang.
Sounds terrifying.
Oh, no.
It's a 5. That is not going to hit you.
Woo!
As poison just begins leaking out of the front of this thing, with little pincers primed and ready. As he leaps towards Mortar, Mortar just sticks his arm up and the pincers go around it and he just flexes and throws him off.
Yeah, buddy.
And it's back to you.
Alright, I will again go for Fire Punch.
Mortar's just swole.
That is a natural 1.
As he comes down for the fire, he sort of slams it into the ground again. Spinarak, this time aware of you, spits some webs down and traps his bigger arm into the floor.
Wow.
And this time he will come in for a leech life.
My god. This is not going well at all.
That is a 13 to hit you.
So if it ties, it hits me?
If it ties, it hits you.
Shit. Not great.
You take 2 points of damage, and Spinarak regains 2 HP.
Wow, my god. This is really not going well. Did I even damage him? Oh, I guess
I
did.
You did.
Yeah, it was pretty solid.
Alright, so do I have to, like, do anything to get the hand off?
Nope.
Okay.
Just flavor.
Alright, I'll fire punch again. Natural 1 again.
That's terrible.
You're able to... Mortar's able to set the webs on fire. Free his arm, and as he comes in for another big punch, Spinarak's quick, shoots another web into his eyes, and the punch just goes wild.
Oh my god.
Woo. This Mortar is now first. Considered blinded.
Great. I'm gonna lose. It's over.
No.
Here comes another poison.
Where's that battle-ready attitude we saw earlier? You can do this.
That's a 16 to hit.
Oh god.
Might be game.
Oh, that's fine. You take 1 point of poison damage, and you need to make a constitution saving throw for Mortar.
Okay, so what
modifier
does he have?
Try the d20, I'll let you know if you even need it.
One again.
I think the odds of that are like 1 in 1,080 or something.
That's crazy, 3 times in a row.
Wow. Okay, Mortar is now considered poisoned and blinded poisoned for a minute, and blind for until he fixes that. But it is back to you.
So, am I at, like, disadvantage now because I'm blinded?
You are at disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks because you're poisoned
and
blinded.
So, am I, like, forced? Like, I can't hit him?
Oh, no, you can try to clear your eyes and not be blinded, but...
How do I do that?
That's just, you can just use your bonus action to try to pull webs off your eyes.
Alright, I'm gonna try and do that with Mortar's smaller, more dexterous arm. Get rid of this blinding.
As you reach up and he kind of like rubs his eyes, he gets most of the webbing off. He is now able to see.
Okay, that's at least something good.
He is still poisoned.
Okay, so again, fire punch, not a one. Please, if
you're
I roll a fourth one in a row,
two, right?
You are at disadvantage on this on account of the
yes,
poison.
Right, okay. So the first one is an 8, plus 3 would be 11.
Okay.
And the second one is a 6, so 11 it is. Probably doesn't hit.
No, it'd be 9.
Yeah, it'd be the worst one because you're at disadvantage.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So yeah, it's 6.
11 would have hit. 9 does not.
Oh, why is it 9?
Because
you're disadvantaged. Well, I rolled a 3 plus 3 was
6.
Oh,
oh,
so
you
rolled
a
6. Rolled a 6 with.
Regardless,
the yeah.
That one's not quite
oh,
there.
Mortar, what are you doing, buddy?
As Mortar is getting frustrated with his attacks, the poison's sort of coursing through him. He's just furious, slamming his fists into the ground. He's developing a little bit of a hot hit.
What?
Getting furious. The spinner axe is going to miss on his next attack. He goes in for another bite and just, as Mortar's sort of flailing around, spinner axe trying to find a window to get in, just can't quite get there.
Alright, so I can't get rid of the poison, right? I'm just disadvantaged the rest of the way. Alright, well,
draw
fire punch again.
One whole minute.
Here we go.
That's 18 and 19.
Nice. Both would do.
Okay. Come on, baby. Oh my god.
What'd you do?
A 1 on the roll, plus 3 is 4 damage.
So you
how
had 7,
is this possible?
You did 4. You recovered 2.
Mm-hmm.
You did 4.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 1?
Oh
my god.
Oh no!
Here comes another leech
no
life. That's a 17 to hit. 1 damage. Take 1 point of damage, spinner axe back up to 2 HP.
God.
What are you at?
He's hanging in there!
5.
And then he's at 3 now?
He's at
2.
He's at
2.
He's
at 1.
Alright.
He's currently at 2.
Fire punch again. 19. 15.
15 will hit?
God. Alright, not a 1, please.
Well, even at a 1, you'll kill him.
7 plus 3 is 10.
Alright. Mortar, furious and just enraged at this point. Brings up the big arm, and you can see it's now, like, substantially more swole than usual. You can see some of the veins on it are pulsating.
Damn right.
As fire just starts leaking out of his arm, he just goes... clobbers Spinarak. Sends it flying a good 10 feet across the field. Before it can hit, Lyle's over there diving to catch it. Just goes, bruh! How did you defeat my ultimate Pokemon?
Dude, it was not
How
easy,
did you do
Lyle.
It
was not easy, Lyle. I don't want to get into it, Lyle.
As Lyle brings it back, Daniel comes up to you and goes, here, this will help for your little guy's poison. It's a little bit of anti-venom from Spinarak. Right.
Well, I use that on Mortar, so he's not freaking poisoned.
Here you go, he is no longer poisoned. And Daniel looks over at Lyle and goes, aren't you forgetting something, boy? And he goes... yeah, he walks over and he hands you just a crumpled up $5 bill.
Sweet. $5.
Hi.
Woo!
Did they say it was a bet?
No, it's just
no.
How it works.
Kind of just how it works.
Is it?
You battle and the loser has
to
give you money.
Loser pays out.
It works both ways, so if you lose, you gotta pay out.
I ain't got no money.
So how much total cash do I have on me now? What do I start
I'll say
with?
You're probably like $17.
So can I ask Sir Daniel if I can get some of that
that sweet, sweet
healing medicine treatment that our other team members got post Lyle battle.
He sort of tries to calm Mortar down, who's still just fuming and like punching the ground with his big arm. As the poison is sort of leaving his system, he does start to calm down.
That's good.
You can see he's got 2 big pincer marks right on his torso, and he's just like and he's sort of clutching it with the smaller, more dexterous arm. As Daniel comes over and hands you some bandages and sort of helps you wrap them up.
Thank you, and Daniel never talks about
it. I was just gonna say, can I ask him about his?
Yeah, he'll kind of sit with you and walk you through sort of what he's doing.
Okay.
And he goes, I actually have a spare medical kit if you're interested.
Frick yeah!
That's something
you
like.
Frick yeah!
Hell yes!
Yeah. So he hands you, it's nothing too flashy, it's mostly just like some gauze and some band-aids, but it's definitely stuff that'll help you keep wounds cleaner and heal up a little bit quicker.
Daniel, what's your deal? Where's your family from? Why are you out in the woods?
We're actually from Oriander City. We're out here on a camping trip.
That's actually where we're headed.
Yeah.
Yeah, expect from Oriander City?
Yeah, smell of manure mostly, and some citrus.
I was gonna say we smell a lot more citrus than manure.
When we get in there, manure takes over.
The shit is not making it this way.
He says, if you're heading into town, look up Mitch and Terry. They run the Toro stables down there. Ooh. Might help you get where you're going a little quicker.
Ooh. So we might have sweet, sweet rides.
How long have Lyle? How long have you and Ladybo been together?
I caught Ladybug a week ago.
Okay.
What about Spinarak?
Spinarak has been my friend for a whole year.
Do they have names?
No.
I caught a Ladybug yesterday, and I don't know a lot about him, but mine kind of...
Would you like to battle my Ladybug with your Ladybug?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do
yes!
it!
Yes!
Snap!
He's like, throw down!
I love Lyle! Lyle's the best.
Lyle's like, throw down with me, let's go.
So is
we're going to battle.
Is Mortar all healed up now?
Mortar is all healed up.
Yeah, that's all Ladybug does. You don't even know.
Ladybug! It's basically going to come down to who lands the first hit.
Yeah.
Alright, but the Ladybug is going
to explain
throw down.
That to me?
Yeah.
For headcanon purposes.
You want Daniel to explain the focus energy? Phoebe might actually be able to do it.
Ooh,
do it. Entirely possible.
Cool.
Phoebe, do it. I'm explaining
what my aura is.
Let me see your palm. Do it, Phoebe.
Maybe
17.
Yeah.
17?
Yeah.
Phoebe, you would know.
Unnatural.
Okay. You would know that some Ladybug are fiercely devoted to training. Like, day in, day out, constantly.
Perfect.
And you get a lot of them at the hospital. They show up, they've pushed themselves way too far, they're training under conditions that shouldn't be possible.
Just too exhausted?
Yeah, and some of them, after enough of this training, start to develop this aura that shows up around them and makes them fierce competitors. Especially in close-up combat.
Did you catch
all
that?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Let's do it!
Lyle's like, okay, it's time to throw down. I will use only Ladybug, you use only Ladybug.
Done. I agree.
Let's go.
The parameters have been set!
Go ahead and roll for initiative.
11.
11.
Oh! What
all
happens
right.
now?
Okay, you ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, they stared at each other. Roll
a
d4. Nah, I don't want to do it.
They're gonna comet punch each other at the same time.
Yo!
And just whoever rolls enough damage to take the other one out wins. Ready?
Oh my god, this is insane.
This is sick.
2. 1.
Yeah! Let's go!
So, this lady was making 2 attacks, yours is making 3. We're gonna make them at the same time. Ready?
Okay. Oh god.
First attack?
So, what am I rolling?
D20.
Okay.
Oh,
this is your to hit. Ready?
4.
9.
Oh.
Plus 2, or so I'm at 6, even though
your aura is active, so you have an extra 4.
Oh, so 8?
Wouldn't be 10.
No.
What did you roll?
I rolled a 4.
Rolled a 4, so you're at 8. 7, that's a 9. So the first two both just wide miss. Attack number 2.
5, well, so
9. 19. Wow.
Uh-oh.
You're in trouble.
Lyle's about to mess you up.
You take 2 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And then make your third attack.
7, so 11.
Jeez.
11?
Rubble
hits.
Okay. So which one am I rolling?
You're gonna roll this one. I'm gonna throw it to you. It's a D3.
Oh, what in the heck?
Wild card.
A 1.
A 1. Okay, so this ladybug takes 1 damage.
This is quite the...
It's not good, it's not great, but it's not bad.
Quite the scuffle.
Alright, you ready?
Yeah.
Roll another D4.
Okay.
That's a 4.
3.
Okay. Ooh. So here we go again. Attack number 1.
Okay.
Natural 20. 2.
Oh!
Okay. Go ahead and throw the D3.
Ladybug, you were so legit earlier.
Where's this aura?
That's a 3 on the damage, so that's a 6.
Oh,
oh no.
I'm dead.
Your ladybug goes
HP
down.
Left. Yeah.
Oh,
oh wow.
Ladybug got toasted.
Lyle wins. He's so excited.
Lyle.
Lyle's like, yes, I told you my ladybug was so good.
Good job, Lyle.
Thank you. Good job to you as well. Your ladybug has a cool aura.
Thank you.
I like it.
That's the only good thing.
We're still learning.
My ladybug glows blue.
What?
What is your ladybug glow?
She glows purple.
Okay.
Purple.
That has ramifications later on. You shouldn't have said that. Purple is the worst glow.
It's the worst aura.
It's the worst aura of all the auras. You have to pay up. Hey, Lyle.
How much money do I have?
You have like $8.
$8?
Yeah.
Man, that sucks. I'll give him $3.
$3. Yeah. Lyle's like, thank you so much. I'll use this. Thank
it's
you.
Fine.
What are you going to do, Lyle?
He's going to buy a bunch of bubble gum
candy.
And do like freaking A.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I thought you had him from the jump there.
Yeah.
I'll bring her out and see if Phoebe wants to give her the practice she's been getting from Daniel.
I'm going
to
give Daniel some sticks for all the work he's done.
Just to do a medicine.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Do I have to do a wisdom roll for that?
It's just medicine.
Go talk to Jeff.
So
we're rolling so
seven. Together.
Okay.
So bad.
You've stabilized Ladybug.
Okay.
But it's still unconscious.
Solid.
She's not gonna go into a coma.
Phoebe needs more practice. So Daniel, how far are we roughly from Oriander City?
By foot on your little legs, probably 3 days.
Wow, we got
it keeps getting longer the more we get. This is like some weird.
Did you guys walk out here?
It's like this dystopian.
How long
route.
Have you been out here?
We've been out here about a week.
Have you seen anyone else?
Yeah. Well, there's people all the time, just not in the last day or so. Roads have been quiet.
Is there something
Three
going on
days.
In the city?
Oh
is there
Oriander
a party?
City?
Yeah, is there a party going on?
Yeah, there's actually the Harvest Glow Festival.
Oh.
Glow, but not for purple glow though.
In a certain light, I guess.
How long is that going on for?
What is Harvest Glow?
A handful of days. We like to get out of town for it. Brings in a lot of tourists.
What is Harvest Glow?
It's a celebration.
Forget
about
really
It's a celebration of our unity with the Pokemon that we've built the town with in Oriander. It's a celebration of the Tauros and the Miltank. There are two. Sort of.
Milk tanks?
Yeah.
Hell yes, let's go. Let's leave. I want one of those.
She's like, it's a celebration of all the work that they put in to make sure that we have happy and livable lives.
Oh, that's what the menu is.
How big of a festival is it?
It's certainly not the biggest, but we make do.
How many people live in Oriander? Oriander? Sorry.
Can we also have 12?
Maybe like 200-300.
Oh,
not many.
Wow, that's
a tiny town. That's a very, very, very tiny town.
Jess! What kind of Pokemon do you have?
She's like, I have a Noctowl.
Oh.
Kind of flicks her hair at you.
A what?
A Noctowl.
Is there anything else
going on? I get the vibe that Jess is just angsty teen.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's not said a word until CJ asked her something.
Yeah.
Tegan, maybe you guys should talk.
Why do I
want to
talk to
them? I don't know, you just
seem
like you got the same vibe.
I'm angsty?
I don't know, you won't tell anybody anything about you.
Neither will you!
You won't ask me!
What are you doing with us? Huh?
Wow.
We're gonna do this right now.
Where's your family? Yes.
Lyle comes up and goes, what kind of Pokemon do you have?
Me?
Yeah.
I have a Totodile.
Can I see him?
Poof.
Yes. You can.
So
his eyes are like lighting up.
And out comes Crash. Hey, Lyle, be
Crash cool. Sort of climbs out of your backpack.
Lyle, don't touch him though.
He's like, oh, okay.
Touch
How
him.
Come his fang is all missing?
He when we met, he kind of bit me on
That's
the arm.
That's so cool.
And it got stuck in there.
Well, I found Spinarak, he bit me in the leg. I almost died.
Oh, wow. I'm glad you did it.
Wow.
Now my dad carries around anti-venom, so if Spinarak bites me again, but he hasn't bit me in a whole year.
Your dad's a smart guy.
Very cool.
Oh, I love Lyle. Lyle's the best.
Lyle's
Can we
great.
Take him with us?
No, I don't think Daniel is
going to steal Daniel's
No, not steal. We'd ask Daniel if he could join us.
That's funny.
Maybe we'll take care of him. He's what, six?
He's probably like six or seven.
Easy cake.
And he almost beat me in a battle, did beat Milo in a battle. That's insane. What time of day is it now? Nighttime?
After all the battles, it's probably like two, maybe three.
Oh wow, okay, we got plenty of time.
Should we keep rolling then?
I feel like we should make some ground before the sun goes down.
Wait, do you guys have a map of like Oriander, the city or anything, or any suggestions besides the festival?
Travis.
Or Mitch and Terry.
Mitch and Terry.
And Sean.
Could you like draw on in my notebook like a brief map?
Of the city?
Yeah.
Yeah, I will get that for you in between sessions.
Okay.
Because I only have one map. Can't have it. Because I need it.
File, don't touch Crash.
He's like reaching out. Like, okay. I wasn't going to.
Okay, if you do, he's gonna bite you.
No.
Probably.
I wasn't going to touch him.
Okay, no. Just don't.
Okay.
Okay.
Why
like,
does
I like your Sentret.
Crash and.
You can touch Sentret.
My dad has one named Chip.
Yeah, I saw
Crash
him.
Not down right now.
He runs up and starts petting Sentret. Sentret's like, yes! Yes!
Chip, I'm curious, Daniel, do you have any other Pokemon other than Chip?
With me, no. We just bring Chip on the fishing journeys.
Nice.
Lyle's always ready to fight, so he's got his guys out.
So, Daniel, for some young adventurers like us, where would be the best route to go once we get to Oriander and we move on?
Could head up to Alluvia. It's a bit ritzy and high fashion for some kids, but they're not going to turn you away.
And that would be north from Oriander?
That's northeast.
Okay.
It's like the route you'd want to take is 103.
Is there a gym there?
In Alluvia?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's go. Kyle's got aspirations to take that on when he's old enough.
I feel like he is old enough. That kid is
he's
a beast.
He's pretty gung-ho.
Yeah, goodness gracious.
He's got that.
If Lyle can't do it, I surely can't. where do the other routes leading out of Oriander lead to, if you know?
It's like, I believe 102 leads up to, I think, Green Gate, but that's a long road. Y'all don't want to walk that.
Or
can
we get a
horse
and carriage?
Well, they have Mitch and Terry. They have
Mitch and Terry.
Oh,
okay.
Then
we'll get it from them.
We can maybe get some sweet rides to traverse lands quicker. Make this week-long journey into...
We need money.
Half a week.
We need lots of money. We're
going to get money. Do Mitch and Terry rent out Tauros for... traversing lands?
They do.
No.
It's actually...
Problem solved.
Well,
you're
money.
Welcome.
Money.
Yeah, that means money, though.
Yeah.
Does mean money.
Like parrot.
Give him the Pokeball.
Hell no. That's mine.
That's a shit ton of money.
We got a gigantic fish earlier. We're going to cook it up if you guys would like some.
I'd be honored if you'd share that with us.
Well, we dried it.
I was like, I like fish. I caught a fish earlier today.
Did you really?
Did.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
And Daniel goes. I was like, we caught a whole fish, but it got away.
Oh. Well, good try.
Gotcha.
And Daniel's just like, this boy.
Cool, cool. Right, we can
so
hang out
leaving?
For a bit and cook some dinner.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. As you guys prepare the fish, and the sun starts to go down. That's where we'll call it for session one.
Nice.
Okay.
Chill.
We're staying with them.
Mm-hmm.
In session.
Camp Daniel and Lyle and Jess, who is less cool.
Not cool at all.
With our heroes safely around the campfire with their new friend Daniel and his family, the road to Oriander City awaits.